لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك، لا شريك لك، لا شريك لك لبيك.
حاج، symbol of obedience to God.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello dear listeners and welcome to the 9th episode of an interesting account of the Hajj pilgrimage, a spiritual journey which is obligatory once in a lifetime for every able-bodied person who has the financial means to undertake it without becoming a pauper in doing so. Stay with us for an interesting account of a pilgrimage to the symbolic house of the unseen but omnipresent creator of the universe by a person whose presence the Holy Kaaba itself recognizes. It was the Hajj season. Throngs of Muslims were making circumambulation of the Holy Kaaba. Many were jostling with each other to try to reach the Hajar al-Aswad, or the sacred black stone, in order to kiss it, but had to struggle to achieve their aim. Many couldn't succeed despite their position and prestige. Among those who, despite making efforts, couldn't reach the Hajar al-Aswad was the Umayyad governor of Mecca, Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, who would later become a caliph and a bloodthirsty one. Suddenly, to his astonishment, a person whose face glowed with piety approached the Holy Kaaba, and the people respectfully gave him way to reach the Hajar al-Aswad and kiss it with reverence. It was not a solitary instance, but whenever this venerable man desired, the people politely gave way, and he in turn courteously thanked the pilgrims and gave them the opportunity to touch the Hajar al-Aswad, Hisham recognized the person. It was none other than Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, the great-grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and the survivor of the heart-rending tragedy of Karbala. However, in a haughty manner, the Umayyad governor said to the people around him, "Who is this man?" Among the people around was the famous Arabic poet Farazdak, who was known for his sharp wit and reverence for the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt. Fearlessly, he answered Hisham by composing on the spot an extempore poem in praise of the fourth Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. Some of the couplets of this famous poem, which is regarded to this day as a masterpiece of Arabic literature, are: "This is he whose ability the Valley of Mecca recognizes, and whom the sacred house recognizes, as do the sanctuary and the area outside the sanctuary, Al-Hil. This is the son of the best of all Allah's servants. This is the pure pious man, the pure eminent man. When he comes to touch the corner of the wall of the Kaaba, it almost grasps the palm of his hand. He takes care to be modest, and he's protected from his terror. He only speaks when he smiles. None of mankind has within their souls such primacy as he does, nor such grace as he does. Whoever knows Allah knows his friend Wali. Religion is from the house of this man. When Quraysh saw him, their spokesmen told the outstanding qualities. When Quraysh saw him, their spokesmen told of the outstanding qualities of this man. which indicate his nobility.